Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? I remember you. Sometimes as vividly as if only hours have since passed away. Although new year after new year have preceded the present day, I remember you. Fireworks, ball drops, champagne toasts, and cheers have captured us repeatedly before becoming nothing more than a distant memory of yesteryear. I remember you. And as the countdown proceeds, the side effect of my being both imperfect and human bleeds to the surface. As I question my intended purpose, I question if I truly want to be an old acquaintance forgotten, never again brought to mind, replaced by some other love you find in the new year. Me left here, a figment of reality that in only a matter of time can be perfectly reduced to just another repressed memory, comfortably tucked in the basement of the mind, as close as humanly possible to being undone, backtracked to day one, history erased out of consciousness, like not even there, never even visited, content and unaware, only to be revived unannounced during sweet nightmares. I question if I truly want to be forgotten, or if I'd prefer to be that vivid memory, that same role you sometimes played for me. For me, flawed and human, and not always feeling in control of my own mental boat. Am I out in the big blue sea alone on this note? Or am I just the only one being honest about it? Figured out it was actually not a statement, but a question. Song asks, should old acquaintance be forgotten? And by the first chorus, they're already having drinks together, reflecting on the good old days, old ties hard to sever. So they obviously determined the answer to the question was no. But no one ever wrote part two, what the after party would show, what happened after the drinks and the notions nostalgia brings. Remembering the tender moments and overly glorified romance scenes, the smells and feels and all those loving words. Reflecting on the good old days is for the birds. My mother told me never to play with matches. 2 decades later, still learning there ain't no catches. Except maybe this one, because the same wise woman told me, gratitude makes sense of our past. Gratitude brings peace for today. So instead of reminiscing on this old lang syne of mine, I choose to thank the Father for paving my way. Then I reflect on lessons learned, blessings earned sometimes through the agony of defeat, and love lost, and pain cost I never would have imagined I could ever have been able to afford. I reflect on my survival and then continue to thank the Lord for the joys and pains of old lang syne, and even the ones I have yet to know. I finish my thoughts on days gone by, knowing this new year brings divine time to let go.